there you are. Come on in. I'm John D. Burns, and this is the first in my new series of podcasts that are about the hills of Scotland. I think I'll call it something like John Burns Walks About or something like that. And they're really me talking about the mountains and the hills that I visit and the forests that I walk through, and some of the sights and sounds and things that I see when I'm on my walks. Little observations, I guess, along the way. I'll also be doing some outside broadcasts, so you know, you can kind of come with me on a little virtual walk. You can from the comfort of your armchair or your bed or your car or wherever you are, you can follow me on my little walk. I'm guessing there'll be lots of feet on gravel, you know, and there might even be a bit of wind and possibly even some rain. Although I have to try and avoid the rain because I don't think my little recorder will like that too much. So I'll take you with me on these walks, hopefully give you some ideas of places that you can go. And I'll also invite you along on some of my trips to Bothies. I spend a lot of time visiting the more remote Bothies of the Highlands, places that... Well, I take quite a bit of finding sometimes, to be honest. In fact, sometimes I don't find them, to be absolutely truthful. And, you know, you can come with me along some of these little walks. You may have to put up, I'll be honest at this point, you may have to put up with some of my, what I can only describe as pontification, which is me thinking of things and talking to you, just like I'm doing now. But today's little podcast, what I thought I'd do, I'll tell you about a place which is not far from Inverness, which is a variety of walks that you might enjoy if you happen to be in the Highlands. Now, when we talk about walking in the Highlands, we often think about great big mountains and long, fierce treks that you've got to go on across the hills. But actually, just outside Inverness, there's some great walking. I'm going to tell you about a place called Abreacon. It's about 7 miles from Inverness. If you follow Rockness, heading towards Fort William from Inverness, it's about 7 miles outside. And it's essentially a woodland area, which is up in the hills, just above the loch itself. There are some fantastic views of Loch Ness from there. But the great thing about Abreacon really is that it's a huge variety of walks. There's little walks that you can go on which are laid out with footpaths and, wooden planks and staging. So you don't even have to get your feet wet. There's a bird hide, so you can watch birds on a wee loch. There's a little children's play area, so it's suitable really for all the family. And then you can go on whatever real greater walk you like. You can go up into the hills through the forest, which is quite a strenuous walk in places, and you can descend towards Loch Ness, or you can go off into the sort of moorland walks that they've laid out. So there's a huge variety of walks, and I should say I'm not really a mountain biker myself. That's for people who are much younger than me and have strong legs and slim waists. But if you are into mountain biking, there's little courses, I don't know what you call them, tracks that you can cycle around. You can go over logs and you can cycle through tyres and up seesaws. It's marvellous if you're that way inclined. So it's a great place to go. What I'm doing at the moment is my little plan is, well, put it this way. A friend of mine and I, my mate Martin, about 40 years ago, we walked the Pennine Way. The Pennine Way is, for those of you who don't know, is a long distance footpath that runs up the spine of England, the Pennines, runs for about 270 miles. And it's a long way, you know. So we were hoping to do that again 40 years on, and I decided that since I'm now in my early 60s, you know, I'm not quite as fit as I used to be, I ought to try and get fit. So what I'm doing is I'm going for a walk a day, that's the plan, weather permitting or my legs permitting, and I'm going to various places. So what I've been doing over the last week or so, last couple of weeks, I've been going to Abreacon and taking part in the walks there and really enjoying getting out, really. It's been a bit more tiring than I expected. I'm doing about 5 miles a day, maybe. and sometimes I'm going up the hills. You can climb for 900 foot up in a Breakin, so your little legs know about it by the end of the day. So I'm enjoying that. I don't know how that's going to go, and hopefully, if I'm still alive at the end of it, you can join Martin and I on the Pennine Way for our adventures there. I don't know if we'll actually make it to the end of the Pennine Way, but I'm pretty sure that along the way we will have some adventures. I do hope you'd enjoy those. So if you, I'll put a link on the Facebook, my Facebook page, John D. Burns, that's my name. It must be on the Facebook page somewhere. And I'll try and put it on this, on my blog as well. So you can find a Breakin. It's run by the Woodland Trust. It's a great little place. Go along there. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You don't even have to walk, to be honest. There's a place you can have a barbecue. So if you'd like to go out there, I'll put some photographs up. You can see what it's like. I hope you've enjoyed my first little podcast. I'll be taking you other places across the Highlands throughout the course of John D. Burns Walks About, or whatever I'm going to call it. And I hope you've enjoyed it. I do hope you'll come with me again. In the future, there'll be all sorts of exciting stuff that I'm sure you'll love. So I'd like to thank Bob Pegg for his little bit of music here that's playing us out. So do come again. I've no idea where I'm going to be on this podcast, but I'm sure whatever happens, it'll be interesting. Bye-bye.